Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Governor Deval Patrick says he wants a full review from the State Department of Children and Families about the case of a missing 5-year-old Fitchburg boy. Jeremiah Oliver has been missing for months and is believed to be dead. DCF is acknowledging that the last time the social worker who was monitoring Jeremiah Oliver saw the boy was in April, even though monthly visits were required. DCF fired the social worker and a supervisor earlier this week. Jeremiah's mother and her boyfriend are charged in his disappearance. For more on this, we spoke with Maria Mosaitis. She's executive director of Cambridge Family and Children's Service and chairperson of the board of Children's League of Massachusetts, which is an advocacy group of which DCF is a member, by the way. She said she has no direct knowledge of the Oliver case, but the lapse in time since social workers last checked on the boy is distressing.
There are standards for when a child is involved with the Child Protective Service system that require frequent visits seeing the child. And those visits usually require that the child be actually seen in their physical home.
What's your reaction then to the fact that these two DCF workers were let go? Was that the appropriate step to take? And what do you think that means about this case?
Clearly, if staff fail to conduct the required visits and, you know, write up the appropriate case notes and do whatever other social work follow-up is required, that those are grounds for termination. The primary way of assessing safety is to physically see the child and interview the child.
I think one of the most disturbing details about all of this is the length of time that we're talking about. The last time a family member reports seeing Jeremiah alive was in September. What do you make of it taking so long?
It's frankly a surprise to me because I know that the Department of Children and Families has systems in place that track required visits. And so there should have been reports that are generated, you know, on a daily, weekly, monthly basis that indicate whether all of the appropriate actions were taken by workers. So I was incredulous because this is something that should have been reviewed up the supervisory chain. So even if the individual supervisor had not caught the fact that visits had not been occurring, then people up the supervisory chain, including the area director, should have caught the fact that this child wasn't being visited.
What could be done to try to prevent this? Should there be more oversight? Was the budget an issue? What is it?
What I know is that since the fiscal collapse in fiscal year 2009 and calendar year 2008, over $100 million has been cut from the Department of Children and Families budget. And part of where those cuts came, you know, was this perception that those cuts were happening at the administrative level. What I know from running my own agency is that you need to have a robust quality assurance system in place that has a fair amount of redundancy. If there is a crisis with one family, that social worker may miss a meeting that week because they are actively involved in the situation with another family. And what you need to be able to do is to have the resources to make sure that someone gets out to that house when you realize that a planned visit did not occur. And you need to have enough supervisors so that people are triple checking things. You know, if in any other system, if you were running a call center and you only had two cases that were a problem out of 25,000, you would be saying, oh my God, I am doing fabulously. In Child Protective Services, those two cases are a live child who is at risk. So there should be zero tolerance.
Maria Mosaitis, chairwoman of the board of the Children's League of Massachusetts and executive director of Cambridge Family and Children's Service, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.